just want $1,000 a month. And that's what I'm just saying, I am falling quick.
I'd like to call to order the regular session of the Borough Mayor and Council for Monday, August 10th, 2015. This is our tradition. I'd like to ask everyone to join Mayor and Council in reciting the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.
Amen. Please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda is to approve the executive session minutes of August 10th.
I'll make that motion, Mayor.
And we have a motion by Councilmember Boyas to approve the August 10th executive session minutes, part one. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And now, I guess we need a separate motion for part two, please.
I'll make that motion also, Mayor.
Thank you. Councilman Boyas has also recommended approval of executive session part 2 minutes, August 10th. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye. Okay.
And let's see. We had two reasons for closing the executive session for parts one and two on August 10th. One was to consider the acquisition of real property for a public purpose and matters directly related thereto. The second reason was to consult with counsel to obtain legal advice on a legal matter. Next, we have proposed approval of the regular session minutes for August 10th.
I'll make that motion also.
Okay. Councilman Goyes has made a motion to approve the regular session minutes for August 10th. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, thank you very much. All righty. Next, we have a resolution 2015-10 that is the town's expressing the town's support for Habitat Humanity's funding application to the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development. Who's going to kind of explain what's going on?
Well, actually, Andrea's here. I thought she might like to come
that'd
up.
That'd be great. That's great.
Essentially, they submitted an application for funding and requires some support from the council.
Please.
So I'll let her come and explain the project and the process.
You great.
Let me grab my computer in case
I'm here for moral support.
That's not true. Lauren's been involved in the process. She's very familiar with what we're...
Hey, just for the record, because everything's recorded and also on the internet for people to listen, just if you state your name and the hat you're wearing tonight.
Okay. I'm Lauren Bunting, and I'm Vice President of the Board for Habitat for Humanity of Worcester County.
And I'm Andrea Boland. I'm the Executive Director of Habitat Humanity of Worcester County.
Thank you.
and good evening. We are here tonight. We have a local resolution that we are seeking your support on, and it is in regards to a project that we would like to do at 305 Washington Street. This is in accordance with a grant for the Department of Housing and Community Development, and they require this local resolution. Essentially, the funds that would be allocated to this project would be for acquisition, demolition, and initial site work and architectural renderings for this project. And it falls within the sustainable community map for the town of Berlin. And so in order for us to be able to use said funds, we would need your approval to allow us to do so. It is a compact mixed-use development, approximately 6,000 square feet. There would be 3 units for affordable housing above and 3 units for retail space below. We envision this as an opportunity potentially for artists in the community to be able to come in and afford to both live and work there. And we see this tying in with the Arts and Entertainment District and with Berlin as a whole. And Habitat primarily is, our focus is always on affordable housing and permanent housing for individuals. But this would allow us to also further stabilize families and artists in particular, in this case, by allowing them to have affordable an affordable place to hold their business, to be able to have customers come in, that sort of thing.
If I understand you, the each unit, the vertical, think of it vertical, that the apartment resident, mm-hmm. Upstairs,
yes.
The second floor, would then be operating the business in the first floor.
We wouldn't require them to do that. Ideally, that's the ideal situation.
Okay.
But we have to see who would be applying for the homes, applying for the business space, that sort of situation. That's our vision for this project, and that would be ideal.
But it could still work if, let's say, 2 of the units work that way. Mm-hmm. We're talking about a total of how many units?
6 units total.
6 units. Is, let's say half work that way and the other half have a totally unrelated, who is living on the first floor, mm-hmm. who's living on the second floor, and the operator of the business on the first floor.
Yes.
And your goal is to hopefully foster, I'll say, art galleries, and, mm-hmm. you know, where artisans can produce their products. Is that the idea?
That's the idea. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What are the requirements for the, these would be rentals?
Yeah, they would
purchase?
Be a purchase.
Okay. I know your requirements now are at a certain standard. Mm-hmm. Would these be the same standard as the person that would be moving or applying for a Habitat house?
It would be, yes. Our income requirements would be the same. It's, we service 30-60% of the AMI for the county, and that would be the same.
But I think what he's asking is the same requirements as far as criminal background checks,
yes.
and credit checks.
They have to be credit worthy and you know, have gainful employment and yeah, like a certain amount. But yes, we do.
Yeah, is this the first time you've done this with the art, you know, with the retail downstairs and
it
the
is.
Apartment stuff?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea. I know that's a good model throughout the state.
And a big part of, you know, why we're taking this bigger step is Habitat of Worcester County specifically has always really only been able to do one home a year. Mm-hmm. So the effort with now having a paid person in Andrea, she's been on board for a little over 2 years, mm-hmm. is to get into projects like this that we can be sustainable as well. That we don't, you know, every year we're not out raising the funds and searching for more property.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a great idea. I know that that's what Sustainable Maryland's looking at, walkable, bikeable, you know, living above your work environment. So, you know,
yeah.
it's also bringing economy into the town, too. It's a great idea.
I think it complements what I believe, you know, I believe is happening, and we'll see more evidence of it, let's say, within the next 5 years, mm-hmm. where a lot of properties that a long time ago followed this model downtown, mm-hmm. and throughout different parts of the town. And naturally, those will be going at market rate.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's good that we have that complementing that. We have something that, let's face it, not everybody who's starting a business is going to start, start just with a lot of money flowing in, and it allows them to build their business and build their reputation and all that, and go from, you know, someone who maybe had This minimum means to being very self-sufficient, and then who knows, over time they may go beyond, and we just, the idea that the model would stay the same, so that, let's say someone did very well, certainly those times, and they moved to another location for their business and their apartment, then would you still apply the same standard for the next generation? So
yes,
to speak?
Absolutely. The model would stay the same. Permanent model, that's correct.
Okay, great.
So that'll be a de-restricted type use to maintain the arts?
I don't think that we can
restrict
it. No, I don't think we can. I mean, we would, you know, we could advertise it, I guess, that way, you know, that it's a good fit for an artist, but I don't think we can put it in the...
But the income requirements are...
Yes.
...are set, because that's why it's a Habitat for Humanity project.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. But it's the use of the property.
Mm-hmm. And Habitat would maintain the retail, and that's a source of funding for us. And then the apartment would be the sale, would be the homeowner purchasing, you know, becoming a homeowner in the apartment.
So the retail's a rental?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay. That's why I was asking.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a good question. Because it is unique. I mean,
it is. Mm-hmm.
Who takes care of the property?
It would have to be condominiumized, and all of that would have to, you know, fit in within this, you know, this property that's all right to do. Yeah.
Now, is it a requirement that the occupant of the apartment actually live there?
For Habitat, yes. The homeowner has to live there.
I think that's important.
Yeah.
We don't want to get in a situation where we got a little person basically taking advantage
Absolutely.
Of the situation, and maybe, you know, it not ending up meeting your goals and our shared goals.
That will be written into our mortgage documentation. They are required to live in the property.
Great.
Yeah.
And have you done 3 or 4 houses in Berlin? Is it 3?
There's 3 on Flower Street, yes.
Mm-hmm. And that was the deal, because when this was just before your time, they came to us, and we're all here, and it goes for Councilman Goyes as a benefit. They came, and Habitat wanted us to provide water and sewer hookup as our investment for one building, and we said, for one home, and we said we would do it, but only if they did 3. And they turned out great.
Good.
Yeah. Good people. And one of those folks are constantly volunteering for the community. And the kids, you know, it's just been a good fit, and I hope that starting this new model will be, again, I'd love to see us when we're, as a community, and all of our partnerships, trying some new things.
Do we need a motion for them?
I believe we do.
Yep.
Then I'd like to make the motion to approve Resolution 2015-10 in support of Habitat for Humanity's funding application to the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development.
Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Hall to approve the Resolution 2015-10 in support of Habitat for Humanity's funding application to Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Congratulations.
Thank you.
Keep us posted.
Thank you.
As you have something that you'd like the whole community to know about, just schedule at the time, and you know, at your discretion. And we'd love to keep up with what's happening.
Okay,
certainly.
Thank you.
All right, next agenda item number 3 is Resolution 2015-12. A resolution for Mayor and Council supporting Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development Neighborhood Business Works program financing for Carmela. Is it Salita?
Salita.
Is Carmela here?
She's right there.
Ah, there you are. Okay. Come on down.
All right.
And Mayor, it's okay with you. I'd like Ivy to explain a little bit about the process, because she was instrumental successful in helping get some additional funding for the project.
Come on down. And any background would be appreciated.
Sure. Is that the chair?
Thank you.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Several months ago, I was contacted by
Dave Engelhardt, because Carmela had contacted Dave to find out if there was any options and opportunities for her, because the project that she was working on wasn't working out for her, and she needed some additional funding. So I put together some meetings, and ultimately it resulted in Carmela receiving a Neighborhood Business Works loan from Department of Housing and Community Development that's going to bring her dream, make her dream come true.
Explain the dream again, because it has been a while.
It has, yes. I keep coming back. One of these days, right? We're going to have a building. Yeah. No, okay. I don't give
maybe
up.
Just for everyone's benefit.
Okay. We currently have a gymnastics facility and a child care facility in Berlin, and we are looking to open up an activity center for children's for recreational gymnastics fund and a larger child care area center to incorporate some different sports and incorporate kids from the community that maybe, you know, aren't going to be your star athlete but need physical fitness. And we're trying to bring together lots of different programs. We're trying to bring soccer to the program, karate. We're doing some other fun stuff. Like a trampoline type park area, recreational, that kind of thing. And we need more space for that. So we've been, over the past 5 years, trying desperately to make this work, to get into a bigger facility for the community, to bring more jobs to the community, and really try to take care of the kids in the community.
The property is located immediately west of the railroad track, on Maryland 346, Old Ocean City Boulevard,
yes.
Directly across from what everybody generally refers to as the old Tyson plant.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I just want so everybody gets a frame of reference.
And the project got started, and then we hit some roadblocks, and so to finish, we need some more money.
And that's where DHCD came in and connected them, and she qualified, and she did receive the loan.
Okay. So now what is the purpose of this resolution and our involvement at this point? How does it fit into the greater scheme of things? Why do we need to do this, and how does it help? Quite frankly, I mean, it's not something we do every day, and we're happy to do it.
Right.
it's not like...
Basically, they are looking for a resolution of support of her project from the local government agency, which would be the council. So they're not going to actually disperse the funds, it's my understanding.
That's
until
correct.
The council acts on this resolution and indicates to them that if you approve it, then that would indicate to them that you're supportive of the project.
And in reality here, it would be a reconfirmation because you went through all the process before and came to us. I didn't realize it had been that long, but it's been a while. Mm-hmm. And so I just want everybody to be aware that, I'm anticipating support, but that that's one of the reasons I asked, because I did know that we discuss it, but apparently your plans have matured with time, right?
Yeah.
Is that a fair statement?
Yes.
And because it's a loan actually from the state of Maryland, so they need to make sure that local government is in support of this. It's not a bank loan per se.
Right. And they also want to make sure the community supports the whole concept.
Correct.
Which we certainly do.
Okay. So, this is a formality, right? This is basically
correct.
A formality that you're getting one of the lower interest loans through the state, something like the casino loan type of deal.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. There's no cost to the town.
That's a vault, by the way.
A vault? Yeah.
Okay. Good. All right. Does anyone wish to make a...
Sure, I'll make a motion to pass resolution 2015-12.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Purnell to... approve resolution 2015-12 that supports Carmela Salida's project, which she's had underway for some time for basically a recreational and child care facility on Old Ocean City Boulevard in the town of Berlin. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Let the record show the motion passed unanimously.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hope to hear from you.
We're looking forward to hearing from you so we can get it into a ground loop.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Yes, I'm looking forward to that too.
You know, we have expectations.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. Next, we have our departmental reports. Finance Director Natalie Salee.
Good evening, everyone. I just want to give a quick update on our pilot technology implementation. We finally reached agreement, and Logix, our current software provider, has given us a quote where we've deposited 50% of it to move forward and extract the current information from our current software. So then the pilot technology can evaluate our data and move forward with the schedule. So probably next week or the week after, we will have this preliminary schedule by which we will follow with implementation and training and them coming on site.
That's something you can maybe give us a little outline on at the next meeting.
Yes.
Great.
And we're also in the full speed getting ready for the full audit for September 9th. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Right. Thank you. Thank you. Next is Water Resources and Public Works. Superintendent of proper title?
Yes.
Jamie Latchin.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. We've been working on setting a monument at Henry Park that was set today. I had to reconstruct some things, pour some concrete pads so it wouldn't fall over. We had to, it was a little bit heavier than everybody anticipated. I think it weighed around 4,600 pounds.
Wow.
So we've been working on that last week, and they finished it up today. And on a side note, on the POs I have for aqua aerobic system, that is part of the treatment process. I just wanted to bring you up to speed, because it says filter socks for disc filter. It's part of the process of the treatment plant. They say you should be upgrading 4 to 5 years, and we're on our fourth year with it. So it helps remove the suspended solids out of the final treatment. So that's all I have.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Anybody have any questions for Jamie?
Thanks, Jamie.
Next is Electric Utility Director Tim Lawrence.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Past couple of weeks over in Canary Village, we installed the, basically it's a large electrical switch. It's where the pumping station is going to be located for Canary Village. It's a switch, it's probably 10 feet by 10 feet wide. That's actually going to be the back feed for Canary Village. The primary source will come in from the main entrance and then loop all the way around and tie into the switch that we installed back there. Also, over at the power plant, we had to install some equipment for AMP. They want to be able to monitor the output of the generators. This involved Delmarva Power Metering. I mean, Pat Hurley was involved in it, some of our personnel and some of the AMPs. So now they have the capability of monitoring the output of the generators. And then also at 120 Branch Street, we installed a new underground service for that house over there. We've been working on some tree trimming issues. And over in Decatur Farms, we had our summer help painted a lot of the transformers in Decatur Farms. We still have one person left, which is Jay. The other one, his last day is Friday. And then working over at Henry Park for the back-to-school celebration, put the stage up, and then also assisted Public Works with installing the monument over there at Henry's Park.
Well, when you mentioned tree trimming, and maybe I don't know if this was the electric department or if it was Public Works, were the trees able to be trimmed there on North Main Street, just north of the railroad tracks?
Yes, I showed Wendell this morning.
Great. Thank you very much. Appreciate that, because it's just one of those things, who would ever think that would happen? It was a trimming of some trees where it literally had to duck to walk down the new sidewalk.
Yes.
Before I get thinking of people walking down the old beat-up sidewalk to notice. So, it's interesting how improvements lead to unexpected circumstances. Okay, next. Thank you. Next is Police Chief Arnold Downey.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and Council.
Pleased to say that we had our 22nd annual crime prevention golf tournament, Berlin Police Department crime prevention golf tournament. We had great weather and a great time, but the group were very enthused to know that we were doing a back-to-school celebration the next day, and again, we let them know how much that their support goes throughout the year. So again, we were very pleased to have a good day, and the folks at Eagles did a wonderful job for us again. Saturday, back-to-school celebration. We prepared for 300-plus children in backpacks, and we had a nice crowd, not 300, because of the social calendar. We had folks that were going to football games and all kinds of things going on, but we had a great time and great support. We have a couple pictures if we can get ahead and get them up real quick.
I'm working, I'm sorry.
And we gave over, what we did is we reserved for all the actual managers that actually gave us names of children. We had the ability to reserve bags for every one of the residents that actually ever needed book bags. And in the end, we gave close to 200 on that day. We actually had hot dogs, potato chips, and drinks for the children also, and entertainment. And again, so many people came up and just said thank you, and it was just a wonderful time in that way. 100 book bags when I walked back in, that's what we had. Right now I have 12 book bags.
Wow.
Made a phone call to Zancania. Out of the 400 hot dogs that we had 40 left that evening. Lieutenant Fisher said, hey, let me call to Zancania. Took the hot dogs, chips, and sodas that were left over there. They were ecstatic. Today, we made a phone call and said, how many children do you have there in the shelter right now that need book bags? We took over a dozen plus this morning to them. Went over and made contact with Laura Rodriguez at Sunshine Apartments. She went ahead and had the wrong day for her folks. Prior to coming here, I just went over there and gave 35 book bags to the young children. So again, being Santa Claus or being on this end of giving is something that's very rewarding, and we often don't get to give things like that out. So we're very pleased with the weekend as a whole.
Just for clarification, these were book bags with school supplies.
They were actually their starter supplies, and is how we assembled them. Next level, the young men that came before the council, Mr. Nathan Marshall, Mr. Ty Waters, they came up with the concept of having a back-to-school celebration, and they wanted to give out 100 book bags. And after we had support from the community and the businesses, we either were able to procure 320 book bags, fill them all with supplies, and had supplies left over.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Again, our partners, which included Victoria Charm, First Shore Federal, Brave, Homes for Berlin, Bay Terrace, they all made financial contributions. Walmart gave a financial contribution, plus in-kind services. They went ahead and marked things down, jumped on back of trucks to make sure that we got what we needed. Staples went ahead and provided paper and support. So again, we're a blessed community to have folks step up in that kind of way.
And these were the gentlemen that kept coming in, right?
That is correct.
Finally partnered with them. Well,
they,
awesome.
They needed an organization. They were looking, we asked them, and as we ask anyone, to be sponsored by an appropriate, qualified organization. And I'm very proud, we are, that organization ended up being the Berlin Police Department, which is great. It's great.
Awesome.
And it is awesome. One thing for your consideration, you've done all this work and everything. If you wish to, it's not a requirement of any kind, maybe a brief letter to the editor, and we'll certainly can put it on the website as well. Just acknowledging what happened, and thanks to the sponsors again.
The reporters here are going to help me out on that before I leave.
Okay.
The big thing is, town staff came out and they did the cooking. What we did is we broke them into three groups. Entertainment, Next Level, took care of all the music and entertainment. They had the youngest female professional DJ in the country. DJ beating the beat. She played for them at the age of 15, and that's all they had to worry about. Town staff, and again, we can't thank Jamie enough for Ryan and Sean. They came out, they cooked all the hot dogs, they utilized St. Paul United Methodist Church, wrapped them all up, took everything there, so we have to thank St. Paul for utilization of their facilities. And they were so patient with the children, took time, and it was just a wonderful part of the process. But when I made the phone call or when I made the statement at the staff meeting, they also went inside of their pockets. And town staff went ahead and they are a cash donor for the project. So it says a lot that not only did they go ahead and go in their pockets, but we also had a couple come out and worked all the way through with Claude Holland, and they took care of the food. Worcester Youth and Homes for Berlin took care of all the book bags. All we did is they stuffed them with actual volunteers from the Berlin Youth Group. We were trying to have pictures of them also stuffing the bags.
Berlin Youth Club kids?
And we're talking about 11, 13-year-old kids stuffing the bags, and they actually took them to Homes for Berlin, and again, we just went ahead and distributed. We reserved all the ones we reserved for them, but again, we had a great time. Had face painting, so again, could be any happier. And the fact of it, here's the big fact: I was not there when it happened.
Hey, you know you can delegate when you do not show up.
And again, I was waiting for the phone calls, and it didn't come. When I actually did make communication, the food's been done. We had, you know, everything's okay. Oh, the DJ's great. Next statement was, we still got book bags left over. I said, don't worry about it. I said, they'll be taken care of. So our biggest concern is that we had 100 book bags left over at the end of the event. And again, our timing could have been a little bit better. If we did 2 to 6, we would have caught people coming off of work. We learned from those things. We build from it. We're really pleased with it.
I have to say that this effort, which was, you know, I know you picked up the ball and ran with it at the last council meeting and assured these young men who had great intentions, but just did not quite know how to pull it all together. I think this is one of the best examples of the spirit of the family of Berlin that I have seen in a long time. And this town is, in all its different partners, but this was a partnership of so many good people. Not just, of course, very proud of our town employees, but also working with the churches, working with the housing folks and the folks that, you know directly what the need is, and it's just incredible. And I hope that this becomes a new tradition. I think I speak for everyone. We're extremely proud, and I also have to say that it's very moving when I think about all that's going on in this country, and how our police department is sincerely trying to make this community and the world, our world, a better place. And thank you. Please,
And I'll definitely say these guys really stuck to it, because again, most folks have to become a council once, and that they end up with, well, you need more stuff, or you're not really ready. And they came back again, and again, they stuck to the dream itself, and again, they just need a little bit of direction. They went into their pockets. They paid for all the entertainment. They paid for the DJs, for the housing, and everything else. And really, it tells you the spirit itself of those young men that said, we went to Stephen Decatur, we grew up here, and one lives actually outside of D.C., and the other one's in Annapolis. And they said they wanted to go ahead and do something for their community. So that really made us feel real good that these folks should come back. They could just turn their back and keep on going. So they kept that connection, and they had that dream, and again, they followed through with it. So I'm really proud of those guys also.
We're all very proud.
We're proud of you and the police department for picking that ball up.
Not often you get an ovation, so you know. Remember. next is a planning director, Dave Englehart.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Since we met last on August 12th, the Planning Commission met and they gave final site plan approval to the Arby's and Royal Farms project up on Route 50 and Friendship Road. They also gave final site plan approval to the Oceans East apartment complex, conditioned on the Planning Commission will have to meet here in September to make a recommendation to your council for a text amendment to allow multifamily dwellings to be wider than 12 units wide, the way our code says now. The way they had them configured, they are in groups of 12, but they have stairwell, kind of breezeway arrangement, 12 and 12 on several buildings, and one that has 12, 12, and 12, kind of like an anchor building. So that would be a recommendation of the Planning Commission. to have a public hearing on the 9th, then we'll have to schedule a public hearing of your panel to act on that recommendation. And this past Wednesday, for the first time in many years, no one knows how long, we convened a meeting of the Housing Board of Review. They did elect a chairman, Tara Downs. She's a new member appointed this year. And that's going to help with some of our delinquent properties, our tumbling down properties, the enforcement. There's a proceeding I have to take with each action I take, and that's something that came up in our strategic plan from earlier this year. Quite a lot of the public had comment, and that is, the Housing Board of Review is one weapon in that fight, so that's why I wanted to convene
it. Good. And is it your, because I know see you just outside Town Hall, passing, going to ribbon cutting.
Yes.
Is that there seemed to be a lot of enthusiasm.
Yes.
Is there a way for the, I know they can't solve everything, but is there a way for the Housing Board of Review to at least be able to initiate some remedies for some of our problems?
We're going to start that process.
Yeah, good. And here's the thing.
Had some properties in mind right away.
All I'm saying is, obviously, with the input of the town administrator or town attorney, you know, that everything was done and set up a long time ago in what I'll call simpler times. So if any of the, we want to make sure everything's done legally, we want to make sure everything's done with all due consideration to private property and all that. But if the rules by which you operate need tweaking, please let us know through the town administrator and yourself and the town attorney. You know, you may not need a thing, but if you do, I'm very glad to see this body, the Housing Board of Review, basically rise from the dead.
Yeah, return to life.
Okay. Thank you. Next is Managing Director Jeff Fleetwood.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I actually have nothing.
Oh, my. That almost deserves a medal.
Nothing at all? Wow. Thank you.
Okay.
Wait
till
the next meeting.
Next, Economic and Community Development Director Andy Wells.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Just a few things. In my report last week, I told you I was working on a PDF map for downtown parking to be uploaded to the website. So it's already been done to the Berlin Main Street website, and will be completed on the government website when Mary returns from vacation. And I'm also working on the historic Berlin vanity plate. I know that started several years ago, and I'm not quite sure what happened, but I've picked that ball back up. I almost finished the Arts Entertainment District annual report, currently working on that, almost finished with that. And something kind of exciting for Christmas time, but I won't divulge that here. We're working on some really fun Christmas things. And always. And also just wanted to remind everyone that the ribbon cutting for Art in the Fields is on Friday. And the Bee's Knees is now open. She hasn't decided when to do her ribbon cutting, but I am working with her on her facade grant application. And then also what I mentioned last week, and I'll just share it with the public, is that we have won the Governor's Volunteerism Award. We'll accept that award in October, and for our ambassador program. When I found out about it, I thought the perfect person to do this was Sharon, so I delegated that to Sharon, and she worked on it, and then we went over it and submitted it, and she got the call, and we won, and she was very excited, and she worked really hard on that, and she deserves a round of applause.
Sharon Timmons, who had the wisdom to get herself in a new position so she didn't have to come to these meetings. After years and years. So, but that's great.
Yeah.
That's what I'm so happy for. And okay, is that it?
Oh, and one more thing. I do have a a sign, the Welcome to Berlin sign slowed down in our town, just making a few final touches, and then we'll go over it. I'll go over it with you, Mr. Mayor, and then we'll share it.
Good. Excellent. Very good. Thank you. Next is the town administrator's report.
We have a few purchase orders for you tonight. Purchase order number 0190 to Mid-Atlantic Waste Systems, $1,034.21 for emergency parts for recycle truck number 19. Purchase order number 0342, Pittsville Motors for 2016 Ford Interceptor. It's at $50,502. Purchase order number 0357, Grand Turk Equipment Company for a 12,000-pound drum winch assembly for $11,500. Purchase order number 0392, Applied Concepts Incorporated, speed radar for number 6733, $2,012.50. Purchase order number 0396 to Terra Firmer for repair of street patches. Value of $8,875. Purchase order number 0397, Aqua Aerobic System. This was the one Jamie mentioned earlier for $8,958. Purchase order number 0398, EnviroRep Incorporated, maintenance on Influent. Is it Influent pumps or Effluent?
Effluent.
Okay, Influent pumps, $1,365. Purchase order number 0399 to Stage Depot for portable stage to attach to our stage, $3,277.97. Purchase order number 0409, Radian Research Incorporated, miscellaneous equipment, $28,740. And the last purchase order is 0415 to Curtis Engines for emergency repair to radiator to generator, and that's $3,100.23.
Does anyone have any questions for the town administrator regarding any of the 10 proposed purchase orders?
Just a note for the public, purchase order 0342 is actually for two cars.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you.
Not one nice.
Make a motion to approve all 10.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Brittingham to approve all 10 purchase orders with the notation that purchase order number 2 was for 2 vehicles. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you all very much. The purchase orders were approved unanimously. I don't have any comments this evening. Does anyone on the council wish to make any comments?
I just briefly want to say that, you know, I'd like to extend my condolences to Tom for the loss of his sister.
Thank you.
And, you know, David Gaskell, our town attorney, he lost his uncle. I met, you know, one of the biggest things that drives this town is Atlantic General Hospital. And we do a lot of things up here, but people really don't realize it affects all of us, and that, you know, it's nice that we've created a community that is so elderly friendly, and we're trying to make it better, but it's just really nice that we have the hospital and the facilities to be able to take care of our family and friends, because there was a time when we had to go across the bay. I mean, it was a big deal when we could go to Salisbury for some things, and to think that since AGH has gotten here, the type and level of services that are now provided right here in Berlin, it's a godsend. And I hope that future councils, you know, look to continue that tradition here in Berlin, taking care of our own and our elderly.
Well, I think that's why one of the reasons we made the commitment for a $10,000 donation to AGH every year.
But
nursing home is wonderful.
Good, excellent. Yeah, that would be quite an ordeal for both of you.
Thank you.
But we're all living longer, so, you know, we need these services. Amen. And we need to make them accessible to our family, and so we all can have our productive ways of life.
I'd like to make a motion we all live longer.
Healthily.
They already said women are living longer than men now.
No, that's okay.
No problem.
Did we ever recognize the young man that he was a Boy Scout that painted the street numbers?
For the 911? Yeah.
I really would like to have him come in and just to say thank you for all that work.
Sure. That was a lot of work. I don't think they realized what they were getting into.
And I think he may have had a couple of volunteers or something. They're welcome as well.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Very good.
Thank you.
Okay. Do we have any comments from anyone in attendance tonight? Yes, sir. How you doing?
Good evening, Mayor, Council. My name is Jerome Jr. Just a couple. The first one is, since the start of the Cannery Village, as far as employment-wise, do you have a percentage rate of the local carpenters that's been employed at the Cannery Village? The percentage, just the local people of Berlin? And the second question is, Councilmember Hall might have me pronounce the name, Darrell. Is he sick, or is what's going on here as far as the stormwater project? Because since Jamie is here tonight, if we would happen to have like a 1,000-year storm like Jamie mentioned before, I like to go fishing, but I haven't had time to go fishing this year. And Miss Grace mentioned I wouldn't want to be fishing for flounder in the back of her yard or Mr. Baker's either on West Street. So what's going on as far as Darrell? And as far as he started the last time he was here, Miss Lynch was still here. Has he permits or had they started on anything as far as the stormwater project?
Are you talking about our ongoing, what phase we're in?
Yeah,
I can respond. There's several phases that we've developed, and we're working on easements for each of those phases. So we're at that stage. We're having some challenges with regard to easements, and we're looking at redesigning a little bit. And Darrell is a consultant to the town. He's not a staff member, so you wouldn't typically see him at these meetings unless, you know, we have him come if we need him.
Yeah, I remember last time here, he was talking about permits. And
that's where we are, is we're in the easement, trying to identify and purchase easements right now.
To give you something, you know, kind of to relate that to is, we approved the Tripoli Street months and months before they were able to start. It boiled down to one person not granting the easement to the town. And eventually, thank goodness they did. I'm not sure why that happened. I guess it's just part of human nature. But are you optimistic that we will get the easements that we need, or is it
we'll either get the easements that we need, or we'll design. Darrell's of the opinion that we have some flexibility in the design, and so if we can't get the easements we need, we're going to be designing them.
This is one of the, you know, I think misconceptions about modern public life is that, you know, everyone, and I think you're justified in many cases, complains about regulations and the interference of government in people's lives. But when we really get fouled up is when individual property owners still have this ability to basically veto what an entire community wants. And I don't know how that gets worked out, but I'm certainly hoping that in the decades to come and generations to come, they figure this out, because it seems, you know, we're not trying to do anything to harm anyone. And yet, some cases, not all, some cases it's people who have never lived here, never have no intent to ever live here, and they just basically could care less if the town is able to do good things or help the community. And I don't know, it's just one of those little things that, you know, the world is not a perfect place, and we still have quite a bit to do, I think, in terms of a functioning democracy, so that we can respond quicker when the community has made a decision together. And I have to thank you for bringing that up so we can make it forward.
In response to his first question, I'm not sure how many qualifiers Cannery Village has as carpenters, but I can find out.
Yeah, well, all right. How about if we get, and we'll bring, if you're here, fine. If you're not, we'll make the announcement and, you know, check back with Laura, but we'll have that information by the next meeting.
And again,
we can't require them to hire a certain amount, but it would be nice to know.
I remember the young man was talking about employment. What was his name? Andrew?
Yes.
Okay.
You're right.
He was talking about that when he was here, and I was just kind of curious. But yeah, thank you, G.
No problem.
My cousin's coming down Saturday going fishing at Dill. I might catch him out on the boat. Appreciate it.
Good luck. All right. Do you have any other comments or questions from anyone in attendance about it? Do we have any comments or questions from the press? We stand adjourned. Thank you so much for your patience and for having me.